right, what's good, man? What's up, people? It's Jack Antics. I'm back. Hey, did you miss me? You missed this pretty mug. I know y'all don't see me, but yeah, you missed it. You can follow my page if you want to see this face at That Boy Bailey 3. And follow the podcast page at Jack Antics. It's on Instagram. But hey, you know, let's get back to, you know, this discussion with that we having. Where, you know, I'm out of whack. I haven't been out of so long, I forgot the motto.
Beak is up.
Boo! You suck!
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You're a big, fat phony! But, alright, let's get back in the thing. Let's get back in the topics. You know that we're all jacked up on tech and the answers for everything else. Talk about tech, gaming, and anime. And sometimes some life stuff, you know, here and there, you know. But we have a returning guest.
I'm back, bitches.
Wow. With all the toxic masculinity right there.
Black men are not toxic. We just have a very difficult time explaining ourselves. And it comes off as like anger. We are very loving people.
Yeah, we are.
Exactly.
They probably heard me drinking my water. I'm not deleting that off either. It's like, yeah, H2O, baby.
It's the water good, Charlie.
It's the water. It's the water. But, you know, let him introduce yourself. For the people that's new here, just do a quick elevator pitch on what, and then plug your socials and stuff.
All right. Well, my name is Harley, for those who know me. Whereas personality-wise, podcast-wise, you may know me as Black Man Jones. And overall, you can find me on Instagram at The Hidden Air, The Hidden all together, and then underscore H-E-I-R. Twitter, you can find me at Shea Butter Infant.
I try not to laugh.
I'm not a baby. I'm an infant. Get it right. Or my at name is Ride My Harley, because my last name is Harley.
Keep going.
And then Snapchat, plain and simple, Black Man Jones. Black man is one word, and then followed by Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
The black man don't cheat.
Indeed. Actually, indeed. The holiday just passed. Want to get into that?
No, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay,
but
cool.
We definitely going to talk about that.
No problem.
We're going to talk about that. But it's a lot happened in tech news. I've been gone for like 2 months, so I'm probably going to do a couple episodes of just trying to catch up. But what's been intriguing me so far, it's just about how Huawei is, they're banned from the U.S., bro.
I mean, granted, let's be honest. When has U.S. ever not banned someone that they feel threatened by? Granted, they brought black people in, and then they felt threatened afterwards. But still, come on, what happened afterward? We were the starters. Let's get into that.
But hey, dog, like, if you don't know, a couple episodes back, people, I said Huawei was internationally number two, second to Samsung. So it's Samsung, Huawei, then Apple. Yes, Apple is the number three phone in the world. In the world, U.S. is a very small chunk.
I'm pretty sure there's still some Apple users who are like, well, we still number three.
Well, in layman's terms, people, they're both Android phones, so Android is on top.
For now.
But
we got Diggo, Steve Jobs, Spidey, be like, get back to work. Yeah, overall, like I said, I'm pretty sure Apple is going Diggo, Steve Jobs. It's just like, you know what? You had a nice vacation, but it's time to come back now. Get your ass up.
That's so morbid. But the fact of the matter is that Huawei is banned, and since they're an Android phone, that serves as a problem for them, because they use Google, and you know Google is, you know, pretty much running things in the world.
Actually,
Google and Disney.
Definitely Disney. Disney's been busy. But at one point, I did research. It shows, like, Google only really owns, like, 4% of the world's information or so.
But, though, this cloud, where we going towards cloud information, and Google owns majority of that.
Oh, shit, bastards.
You know that. We're going towards more cloud things.
This is why I never really dabbled in Google. Granted, I have a Gmail, but I don't really, like, use Google Docs or anything like that. Like,
man, I worked somewhere they switching over to Google. Like, they had Windows, but now they switching over to Google.
Man, it's gonna take that one good hacker, and then everybody's just fucked. And then who are we gonna blame? Because we can't blame Russia no more.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is at this point, man. You know, everybody trying to be connected. But just how you feel about them being banned, and also Huawei making, they're supposed to be making, I don't know how 100% true this is on today. I haven't done enough research, but I read something today that saying they made their own operating system for the phone. So how you feel about that?
I mean, granted, it's a space to operate out. Wait, is that still with Google though, correct?
No. They made their whole own, like instead of it being Android, it's something different, something else.
Okay. I mean, one, that's probably give a little bit of hope compared to what we was just talking about. Because if it's a small community, then I only have to worry about those specific people. But if it's talking about Google going worldwide, then I feel like that technological-wise, that's a big threat.
Because it's a Chinese company, dog, bro. It's like we do a lot of trading with China.
Used to.
Well, yeah, used to. It's trade, and that's why it's banned.
Used to. But, hey, I mean, like I said, I'm all for it. I'm an iPhone person myself, so it's going to be a good mental switch because I'm comfortable, which I really shouldn't be. Because, you know, iPhones have a plethora of reasons to fuck up one way or the other. If it's not the battery, them updates going to fuck you up because you didn't update it, and then it's just like, oh, now it's going to be tweaking.
Yeah, because I honestly didn't realize how seriously people took their color text messages.
Oh my god. I still don't understand why. It's just like, it's blue.
I don't know either. Did you know iPhone used to be green at one point in time?
Yes. The only way you can, that's the only time it is when it's blue, when it's with someone with another iPhone. However, if it's with an Android or anything else, then it's green.
No. At one point in time when Apple first came out, their text bubbles was green as well.
Oh wow. Sheesh.
Now what I'm saying, at some point they changed the color, but that's just a color swap.
Exactly. I don't know, man. I guess everybody repping sets now.
Really?
iPhone cuffs.
Wow. This is what we doing here. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. So with that being said, what do you think the state of technology is going?
The state of technology is going, it's moving fast, but granted, technology's always been going fast. I think it's going to get to a point where we really won't have no use for humans. And then afterwards, it's going to be interesting later on in the near future, like, how are we going to get paid?
That's why people trying to all do engineer jobs, because the engineers are making, that's what making.
Yeah, so now it's just going to be like,
doctors and stuff won't be replaced because they're doctors.
I don't know, man, because the way it's set up, it's like they got machines to where you can operate, so do surgery on a microscopic
level. But you eliminate the human factor and all that, where the human can say, yo, they don't need to do this.
True. I think it's going to be based upon bio, like your bio.
Probably, you know, never know. You know, we got self-driving cars. I think they're working on with the self-driving car to have
Tesla.
But have a self-delivering robot if people like order from like Amazon and stuff. Like the self-driving car pulls up to your house and then park the car, boom, then the robot gets out and drop the packet at your door.
That depend on some neighbor, because I'm thinking about that. Looking at that, I was thinking about how when Amazon first announced the whole drone thing, and then everybody was just like, well, time to get my gun. Because they was talking about shooting it down. I think, depending on whatever neighborhood it is, I can see a lot of robots getting jacked for some pizza.
Yeah, but, you know, think about it, but it's just being released to the public now. You think they probably had this technology already?
They probably did, but now...
And it was used for, like other uses?
Yeah, the 1%?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, considering they probably got something more advanced, it's like a rich kid giving away all his cool toys.
Yeah.
I got something better. Here you go. And they, knowing them, they probably watered it down in some way.
Yeah, it don't have all the.
Yeah, it don't have Bluetooth, cuz.
You gotta have your Bluetooth. You think they're gonna? Some phones, they bring in that headphone jack back because it's like. You ever watch that episode of Futurama where that soda company had discontinued like the original soda and they made a whole different flavor or something like that?
What, Slurm?
I forgot.
I think it was Slurm or something.
Yeah, I think it was. But then once they discontinued that flavor, everybody was like missing the old flavor, and then they brought it back. It's like, oh, this is the remix. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
I remember.
Yeah, you think they're doing that with us?
Possibly. Because granted, what particularly is considered new now? Now that everything has really, in a way, been done.
Yeah, we live in the age of throwback.
Pretty much. Like, that's why everybody's running back to the 90s.
Yeah, it's very limited. How should I put this? Limited new creations, because how much, what else is there to talk about?
Not a goddamn thing, which is why everybody's doing a lot of remakes. And
I don't want to pay money to see a remake.
I don't either. I truly don't, because they was talking about remaking Juice now.
No, you gotta leave that alone. Nah.
I mean, this is my opinion, but I don't feel like the first Juice wasn't really all that. Because Bishop should have been got his ass rocked. But because it was Tupac, he's like, we can't do that to Tupac.
Yeah,
we got to love Thug out a little bit more.
I enjoyed it because, maybe could bring me back to the place. Like, that was one of the movies that me and my dad watched. So it was cool.
For me, it was New Jack City.
New Jack City
was... like grimy.
That and Who Got Game. You remember?
Who Got Game?
The one where they played on the basketball court and the old dude
with Marlon Wayans.
Is that his name?
When there was that was another one with Tupac in it, wasn't?
Yeah.
When Marlon Wayans was in it, and then old dude.
No, that was Juice, bro.
No. When they was playing basketball, right?
Yeah, and the old guy came in there with some regular short jeans and hooped out on him.
Yeah. It was like in New York or somewhere.
Yeah, they were playing at Rucker Park.
Yes, and then Marlon Wayne was in it.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Ace Boogie, the dude who It was Ace. Ace Boogie who played on Paid. The dude who played Ace Boogie on Paid in Full.
Okay.
He had the gun. He had the gun on the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Who Got Game? I got the movie.
Yeah. That was a little one. Well, we are all off topic from what we were talking about, the state of technology. But you think they doing things like that, basically bringing back throwbacks, and then they take it away and then bring it back, such as the headphone jack. Like, they took away for a couple phones. It's like everybody complaining, now they bringing it back.
Yeah, because I mean, that's like I said, I'm an Apple owner right now, and granted, considering how they don't have a little jack no more, it's really annoying because now my phone has to share the same jack with its charger. Like my headphone jack, I say to share the same port for its charger. And even then, you have to go buy, if it's like a regular analog headphone, you have to sit here and buy a whole nother piece, a third piece for that part. So I think that's why everybody's future-wise, everybody just switching to Bluetooth. But even then, some Bluetooth headphones are expensive.
Right. Because I bought a pair of headphones, so it's like $45. And it's good. It's decent. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, wow, $45. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not worth it for no 45.
Yeah, so it's like, even though some people probably listen, it's like, boy, you cheap. But it's like, it's just like, do I really feel like paying $45? But even though it is comfortable, I see why it's $45, but I ain't even gonna lie, these drinks are comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, granted, even then you gotta be careful because some headphones, they'll be that expensive, but if you drop them or you get them in your pocket and they go in the wash, it's over with.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
You know what else is funny?
What's up?
I've been watching, since we talked about that, I've been watching E3, man. You go ahead and talk about these games, man. E3.
I'm gonna be real honest, because I've been going in and out when it comes to E3. Like, there's some games that catch my eye, like, oh shit. But overall, have they done the PS? Have they done the PlayStation?
No, PS4, PlayStation wasn't in E3 this year.
What?
Nah, they
no
didn't.
No wonder it felt so off.
they do it like Epic did a part. Xbox, you know, Nintendo, you know, they had their stuff. But yeah, and PC gaming, like they, PlayStation didn't do one. You know, somebody correct me, please, or you know, send the link to the podcast Instagram page. Just let me know.
Please and thank you.
Thank you. But I don't know. My highlight of it was very seldom, because like I was watching them, I was like, I wasn't really
wowed.
Not like that. Not like that. I can honestly, I have to look it up again. What were the games again? I know that sounds bad. I probably need to reword that, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. You can take it or leave it. But what was your favorite part of the whole E3 experience this week?
Well, for me, like, I'm, when it comes to Xbox, I'm OG, but not too much OG. Whereas Xbox 360, they had the better games around this timing. So when they mentioned, like, oh, we bringing back Borderlands for Borderlands 3, I was all in. Not too much where it's just like, oh, I'm going to give me an Xbox One, because, no, Microsoft's still on that bullshit. But I'm still to a point where I'm aiming at PS4, which is why I was disappointed. I was just like, I didn't see Sony or anything. Whereas Nintendo, it's been a minute since I've seen Nintendo. All of their games seem like it's aimed towards kids in high school or below. So I really haven't been caring that much for it in general. Because overall, being honest, what games, what other things do Nintendo have? Because I know they probably got something with Kirby in it. That's been their mascot for a couple years now.
Fire Emblem. It's like it's set up on a permadeath system.
Mm-hmm.
So you die, your character is dead for real.
Sheesh.
Yeah, like
That's dark. That's dark, dark.
Yeah, like Fire Emblem. It says Fire Emblem Three Houses supposed to come out for Nintendo. And they came out Nintendo, which was like one of the things that for E3 that was like a Nintendo had just a couple surprises that I really enjoyed, which was Banjo-Kazooie, even though I never played the game.
Me neither.
Yeah, it was like, okay. It was just the fact that a lot of people been asking for it. But the one thing I want to know from Nintendo is there actually going to be a remake of the game? But I'm not sure, because technically it was made by Rare, and I know Rare is owned by Microsoft.
Yep, and they've been beating that dead horse for a good minute now.
Yeah, that they want another Banjo-Kazooie game, so that'll probably be up to Xbox to make another game.
Yeah, this whole, like I was saying, this whole E3 this year seemed very Xbox dominated.
But though, Xbox, they were just showing a whole bunch of trailers with like very minimal gameplay.
That too. And then, how did you feel about the Avengers game that they displayed? They showed.
It felt like that. Since it's going to be team-based, I think it's going to be team-based.
Possibly. You can probably switch between characters.
It's going to be like, you remember the X-Men game that was like very team-based where you can pick any mutant?
I feel
like it's going to be like that.
Possibly.
And the other surprise that's like I'm kind of excited for, but I'm kind of like up in the air. Mm-hmm. It's like it looks amazing. I really hope they execute it. It's Cyberpunk.
Yes.
It's a Cyberpunk game.
2099.
Cyberpunk game was that. Which was like okay, that's cool. It had Keanu Reeves in there.
That's the part that really got a lot of people out. Keanu Reeves has been on it this year.
Yeah.
John Wick
3.
I was mad how it ended.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to know. We'll probably talk about movies and stuff and like anime. We can talk about that. But yeah. That was like it looks intriguing.
It is.
It looked Cyberpunk looks intriguing. Like I really want to play that game. Hmm. Of course they had Gears 5.
Again, being a dead horse.
you don't think Gears 5 is gonna be lit?
I mean, like I said, when it comes to Halo Gears 5, how many times can you really put these same characters through the same turmoil until it's just like, okay, you know the spec? Because granted, it's been that same way with Call of Duty for a while now.
Right.
And Battlefield 2.
Bro, you know what? As I'm looking at the list of games, I can't believe that I forgot this.
Which one is it?
The Star Wars game.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, bro. Yeah, I sent you the link. The Star Wars, I think, but it's too long for it. It was a whole, like, 2-hour press conference. But the Star Wars Jedi, where you play as a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. Oh. All right, so, yeah, we just watched a little bit of gameplay.
Gotta let your hoes know you're busy.
First of all,
ain't even say it with straight face.
Hey, I'm single, so it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
It really
don't. As long as you be honest with them, they'll be.
I mean, granted, you're lucky. Well, I'm lucky too. I'm with someone that I truly love, so. Yeah.
That was up, bro. That was up. One day I'll find that woman that will be in love with. But, I don't know.
Hey, man. Like women be saying, somewhere out there in the world, your significant other there's probably with another man. That too, but still, take her. Take her.
I don't even know if I'm gonna cut that out.
I won't say it.
You wanna cut that out?
I will. What else she gonna do?
Hey, she don't know me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. But yeah, what you thought about that gameplay? Let's segue back to the game.
The gameplay I saw so far is just like, it's the way I felt about Jedi. It's like, damn, y'all get ruthless.
Bruh, he smacked the shit out of that clone.
Push, not I thought it was R2-D2 at first. I was like, no.
He wasn't. That ain't R2-D2. That was a fake one. I don't know what that was.
I don't know what it was. But still, it's ruthless, man. And then shows, I guess he's gonna be swinging. I guess he's gonna be swinging from. Is it always? Is it? Is it
I don't know. That the trailer was like 13 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
So it was the demo, let's say.
It also looked like there was going to be like a time stopping mechanic or so where he slows everything down.
Yeah. So technically, when time stops, does your heart start? We need Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. Damn, I'm thinking about this one.
Yeah, when time stops, if you're stopped during time, does your heart stop too with it, or does it really matter?
I mean, everybody else around you is still, so I don't know if it's beat. I mean, chances are, man, I think it probably speed up. Because then, think about it, everybody around you is slower than you. So you got to be moving at an average speed. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah, that's something I would look at it like. It don't stop, it's just speeding up or going too fast where it look like you flatline.
So you basically just flat.
Pretty much.
Okay. Any other games that excite you about E3?
Borderlands 3. All to the top. Because I didn't play Borderlands 1. I played Borderlands 2. And I loved it. But Borderlands 3 looks like it's going to deliver on so much more because it got better classes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I played the first one. I didn't beat the first one. I played all, both of them with my homeboy. He introduced me to it, but I can't play that game by myself. It's not with it. I'm not with it when I play it. Cause like it seems more fun when it's co-op than it's by yourself. Cause it's like you're in this wasteland. You might not feel this way, but I feel like it has the same feel as like not gameplay wise, just the how it's like set up. Mm-hmm. It's just like Destiny, how, you know what I'm saying? It's like you go around, you looting stuff, and then you go around, do this, go around, do that, you know, but it's just like, I don't play Destiny, bro.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I haven't played Destiny myself, so I really haven't got a feel for it that much, but I understand where you're coming from. Like, it's one of those.
I got to be playing with my friend to have fun.
Yeah, you got to play with the squad in order to get what you need done. And granted, that's how I was until I started like leveling up by myself. And I basically was just doing it on and on until finally I was able to just kill out most of the monsters, except for the final boss. Right. That final boss, you're going to need another person or so, because every time you die, it heals itself.
Yeah. I ain't even beat the second game either. Yeah.
Damn.
I do play games, so I beat my games.
Okay.
We ain't going to start this narrative.
All right. But no, speaking of games, how do you feel about games turning into movies?
I guess we can go on to the next well, that's probably part of the game.
Yeah, it technically is.
Yeah, it's part of gaming. So I would say games turning into movies is a catch-22 because one, depends on what type of game. Because you had a Ratchet and Clank movie, people enjoyed the Ratchet and Clank movie, but they don't that was from so many years down the line. They did the original story, but they didn't have all the facets of what the original Ratchet and Clank brought. Like, I didn't play the original Ratchet and Clank up until this new release, and like I watched a couple gameplays after I beat the new Ratchet and Clank game. And it was like it was just certain cues that they missed, like I guess jokes from back in the day that was considered like not politically correct considered now, but it wasn't really offensive, you know what I'm saying? It was just like dirty jokes. But the movie Ratchet and Clank, I felt like it was a good movie. Like, I watched it.
What, on Netflix? The Netflix one?
I went to Redbox and I went old school. You know Redbox is considered old school now?
I didn't even know. Wow.
I'm just saying that because, like, so many people just, like, stream their stuff.
Yeah, because I don't even know how many people still have a DVD player now.
Dang. Well, I stopped using DVD player ever since I got a game system.
Okay. It's technically still a DVD player. It's part DVD player.
Right. Okay. But other games like Prince of Persia was horrible.
It was trash.
I didn't watch the Assassin's Creed. I didn't watch that.
I stayed away from it as far as I could.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. What other game? Game movie.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah. Sonic.
Sonic.
We're going to talk about the Sonic movie. What you talk about the Sonic? That, bruh, first of all.
What the fuck?
Did you see the new drawing?
I saw the new drawing and it looks more like a child pedophile. I would be scared of that.
In a jumpsuit. He looks like he's in a jumpsuit.
Oh, it's just like, oh, so you don't like what I did? Say less. I could double down on this.
They really did double down.
And no, I don't know if you paid attention to it, but if you looked at the drawing, it's like the shoes says Sonic under them. So, bruh, pull it up and look at it.
Yo, I gotta see this, bro. They really said Sonic on the bottom of it. The new picture?
Where he was like sitting in the ring?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Are you for real? You're dead serious?
I'm dead ass, B.
We not even from New York, but okay.
That's how serious I got. I gotta use a whole nother ass. Like, dead ass, B. Them John said Sonic.
Well, we're from down south. Shout out to all the country boys out there.
Shout out to all the southern kid. Be proud of who you
is. Yeah, we country men around here. You know they say we have an accent. We have an accent.
What accent?
Bruh, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to find. As I'm talking, I'm trying to find this thing. I'm getting like, wow. Did you screenshot it?
No, I didn't.
God dang it. I'll look that up. Well, see if you can find it while we're talking. I can't find this. Is it? But, yeah, it's, God dang it, bro. I'm going to have to turn these notifications off.
For those who don't know, Charlie here at the Jack Antics podcast, he got hella hoes.
Why are you spreading these rumors like that?
In different area codes, too. Ooh.
Why are you spreading rumors?
It's all right. But at the end of the day, he's single, so, hey.
It don't matter.
Exactly. If he was a faithful black man, then he wouldn't cheat. Because, you know, black men don't cheat.
Exactly.
It's a well-known fact. Speaking of which.
But, oh, hold on. Speaking of other movies, I'll let you come back to that.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Speaking of other movies, we can probably talk about that in the next time. I brought it up now. What you thought about, think about Uncharted making a movie?
Uncharted? It seems redundant because we've been through what Nathan Drake already went through, and to put it on the movie screen, it's just like, I feel like they're gonna fuck it up somehow, some way.
I feel like basically Uncharted is, even though I enjoy the games, like, you see, I got the collection pack and all this stuff.
I see.
But Uncharted is like, I'm trying to say this the best way. I'm probably gonna get a lot of flack. I'm gonna get a lot of fanboys.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's a watered down Tomb Raider, which is Tomb Raider is a remake of Indiana Jones.
True. But with a British accent and titties.
Yeah.
Sophisticated.
Right. So it is, but just, it's gonna be basically, I feel like it's gonna be basically another Indiana Jones movie, but in Uncharted universe. And then who gonna play Nathan Drake? Oh no! Nah. You know what I looked at?
What's up?
The Uncharted. Who about to play Nathan Drake? But I believe the dude that plays Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, is playing Nathan Drake.
Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Isn't he a little too young?
I think he's gonna play the kid.
Okay. I don't know. I think Ryan Reynolds would be a good Nathan Drake.
What?
I feel like that would. That
for he real? Would be... He gonna be funny because he plays Deadpool too.
Yeah. I still like the first Deadpool. I love it.
You like the second one?
It felt like it was a recycled same of the same jokes. Yeah.
We can go ahead and switch this to anime talk. So I guess this comic books can be considered anime, you know. But so what you feel about the Deadpool? Why you don't like it?
I mean,
well, get it straight. Do you like the Deadpool second movie?
It was all right, but it wasn't as good as that first one, because the first one it was an establishment of Deadpool. Whereas the second one, it was just like it reused the same jokes. Like when Juggernaut came and he ripped him in half, and he was the whole regrowing of the baby legs and all that. Mm-hmm. We saw that already with the baby hands. And
well,
then,
it was much funnier because this thing, it was a very kiddish joke. It was very kiddish, but I hilariously laughed.
And then,
I was like, ha ha.
Then the whole CGI fight between Colossus and Juggernaut, and it was just like. Okay.
But did you notice that when they walked? How long Deadpool been out? You think everybody's seen by now?
They should have. And if you haven't, shame on you.
Spoiler. At the close to the end of the movie, Juggernaut fell in the pool and they stuck an electrical tube above his butt.
Yeah.
And you notice that they left him there.
He's still alive. I believe it.
Right. He got about the one that is...
got ass-acuted.
Right. Right. That's...
And even when it came to Deadpool and the whole collar thing, when he got shot, why can't y'all just take the collar off?
He didn't think about it. It was Deadpool liked to be over dramatic.
True.
But it was so hilarious, bro. It was so hilarious. I don't see how it met all my Deadpool needs.
Me, it was just like the fourth wall breaking. That's the Deadpool thing. But overall, like I said, it just felt real recycled at times. I like how they utilize Weasel more. They used to kidnap him. He was just like, you're just gonna have to torture me to get out. He was like,
Bruh, TJ Holland was a very funny comedian.
I love that.
Bruh, you should watch, if you like TJ Holland, you should watch Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very funny. All right. It is very funny. It comes on HBO. I think it's done. So you can catch up at any time. So they, I don't think they're making no more episodes for it. I'm not sure. I will have to look that up. But Silicon Valley is pretty funny. It's about these tech guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to tech people.
IT.
Yeah. Tech guys making an app, and they wanted to start their own company. Now this is an old series. I think it came out like 2008.
Yikes.
He's starting a company called the Pied Piper. It's already bad.
What in the R. Kelly?
He's canceled.
Okay, let's go.
But he's trying to start a company, a whole company. It's pretty good, bro. It's funny. It's funny, bro.
Silicon. All right, I'm gonna look it up.
Look it up.
All right.
Yeah. What is? watching, well, reading, I should say. This is this app I've been reading. It's called Webtoons, where you can watch. Why do you want to say watch? You can read. I do read people.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't got these glasses on for nothing. Again, y'all can't see my glasses, but, you know.
I got on mine, too. You know, glassed up in this thing.
Yeah. Not like Mr. Glass, though.
Nah, we don't break our bones like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been reading Webtoons, and I think I said this before. I think I talked about this before. But Webtoons is this place where you can read different comic books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this Webtoon that I've been reading called Sweet Home, and it's about this kid that where his parents died, and he moved into this hotel. Like, his whole family's dead from a car accident. He was supposed to be in the car with them, but he was so lazy and wanted to play his video game that his parents and his baby sister died in the car accident.
Yikes.
Yeah, and now he's living on his own with the trust fund that was given to him in a hotel that it happened to be a zombie outbreak.
God damn.
Bruh.
It's always zombies.
Well, I don't know what they are for real, because it's like these white husk looking things that is like, if they see you, they gonna kill you, bro.
Sound like nobody's from Kingdom Hearts.
They might be, you know, they might be from Kingdom Hearts. And that game is disappointing.
After all these years of waiting for it.
It was good to have an actual ending.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain segment of the story.
Okay.
But it felt like it was missing something. You ever had some food that you just like, you just missing something?
Parsley.
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 You got a pinch. Pinch.
It was missing the parsley, basically.
Yeah, it was missing it, but yeah. Is any anime that you have been reading or anything that you want to talk about?
Oh man, I've been reading a bunch of it. I know. I was telling you earlier, I was reading Baki. And for those who don't know Baki, it's like,
sound like a porno, man.
Oh my goodness. No, it's not hentai. But no. Baki is like, it's like what possibility of something that could happen if it was up to 10. So for those who understand, it's this Japanese boy named Baki, and he's literally competing in this underground tournament with a bunch of other people who's way, way ahead of him. However, I guess he has like this cheat code because he's the son of the ogre. Yes, this badass guy. His name is Yujiro Hanma, and he's been dubbed as the ogre. Now Yujiro, in physicality, he's broken. Like, he does stuff that other people should not be able to do, like kill a polar bear with his bare hands, or stop an earthquake by punching the ground.
Wasn't that an actual story that somebody beat up a bear with his bare hands?
I don't know.
I think that was.
But not with story. With one punch.
I don't know with one punch, but I thought that was a story. In one episode of Baki, he met Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Well, he knows Muhammad Ali.
And then his son,
Muhammad Ali Jr.
Muhammad Ali, that would have been dope if he had a son, but he had all girls, man. I mean, more power.
They still got them hands, bro. I would not go against them.
More power to him because, you know, Muhammad Ali was a symbol for something. And I like, so shout out to them for putting that in there. Like, they broke down this man's whole history. And I was like, okay, I see y'all anime. But in he's also in the manga too.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
No, him and it's like the anime is actually that's why I dislike the anime, because it was just dropped you in the middle like that. They didn't explain who Baki was, or who all these characters was.
Well, if you watch it on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On Netflix, that's like the third season.
Yeah, nah, you gotta go. You gotta search for the episodes. Mm-hmm. Seasons.
I've been watching. I'm not watching. See, you got me doing now. I've been reading Seven Deadly Sins, of course. I don't want to touch My Hero Academia because I want to stay dedicated to the anime. But also, a lot of One Piece. It's going down in One Piece.
Where you at in One Piece, man?
The Wano arc.
Oh, yeah, when they reached the land of Wano, I haven't reached that yet.
Oh, bro.
I've just been sticking to the anime because I like to see Luffy give them hands in video form.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand that. But, yeah, it's about to go down. And then, of course, you know, Luffy and Zoro about to get a level up, too.
Of course.
So, no, I like the whole Cake Island one because it basically gave Sanji low-key level up because it explained his background. Whereas, yeah, it was just like, damn, man, I feel bad for him.
Right, right. Cool, man. Dang. Dang. Yeah, Sanji was abused as a kid, man.
Yeah, like out of all the One Piece crew, Sanji probably had it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But hey.
That's how to get home with that, man.
Yeah.
Shoot. Man. But what was you going to say earlier? We can go ahead and go to the next section. Yeah, so just bring it back up to Black Men Don't Cheat thing. What you got to say about that, bro?
I mean, it's a well-known fact that Black men, we are the most faithful men out there.
For real.
First of all, let me clear that up for the audience. When it comes to Black men who are in a relationship, we are the most faithful men out there.
And there's a difference because a lot of women have been mad about this, man.
Which is weird because it's just like, out of everybody, Black women should be the most supportive. We're sitting here trying to change a whole narrative. Me, man. And then also, just to let you know, when it comes to Black men, we're not talking about age-wise, because you could be 40 and still have like a little child mentality. That's where it aims at. We're talking about the mentality of this thing. If I'm sitting here with you, I cashed out my girl $25 for gas, and not because, and it was, I really blame Future's album that saved me because it had me depressed, and it's like, damn, baby, here you go. But overall.
I didn't listen to that album.
Okay, man. Listen to it. We gotta say Brother Future. He's depressed.
I think I listened to one song. It sounded like any other Future track.
What, Xanax? Which one was it?
The one that everybody. The title track, Save Me. I was like,
oh, Save Me. That's one. It's like, it's a cover up. Just, you gotta listen to it as a whole. Future is very depressed. We is just like, brother, who hurt you?
Yeah, but you know, black men don't cheat. The national holiday passed.
Amen.
And hey, there's a lot of women that are mad. But, hey.
And again, ladies, like I said, we're sorry that you took penitentiary chances with that boy.
You said penitentiary chances?
Hey, because he's still a boy.
Why? Hold on, why is it? Oh my God, I got it now.
Because he's still a boy. And depending on if you date a drug dealer, now, I'm very sorry you took penitentiary chances with him. But when it comes to it, yes, Black men, there are some good men out there. Well, actually, there's a bunch of good Black men out there, but we're just too busy handing
getting
up.
Curved.
Not even getting curved. We're too, yet too, for a good point, but more so handing our love and dedication to that one person.
Sometimes, some guys hand it to the wrong girl, and then that's.
That too, and then on top of that, Black women cheat.
Wow.
I mean, granted, the origin of a quote unquote F boy literally comes from when the man was trying to do right and he got his heart hurt by that wrong person. So now it's just like, F it, he's on some F it, I'm going to sit here and do what everybody else. He doesn't really learn how to heal, and chances are it probably happened more than once.
But that leads to the Black man needing to learn how to communicate. Each other.
Yes. Now, that is something I can say. We do have a hard time trying to communicate with one another, but we're working on it.
We're working on it. People going to therapy. People actually talking about their feelings with other black men. You know what I'm saying? They even started group chats, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
the only thing I really wish is when we sit here and open up, we don't get, how do I say it? We don't get shot down when we open up. Like, granted, don't try to compare someone else's problems to your problem. Because it may be different.
Sonder. Huh? The word is sonder, dog.
Yeah.
You know what that means, right?
No, I don't.
The word sonder is the realization that everybody is going through something, even though you might not see it, you know? And the fact of the matter is that everybody is going through something. And just realize, like, you can be empathetic and open up to people, but you can't be negative. It is a line to certain things, but also you need to realize that you do need to talk about something. You don't have to express it to the same person. You know, like you said, go to therapy. You can do anything. You know, have a hobby. Just don't stay in that same state of mind. So, you know, that's horrible. You can lead yourself down a path that you probably cannot pick yourself up from.
True.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, that's the whole reason behind basically the thought process of everything that we do, well, or what we used to do. Because,
cheating for black men is out of ego and just like
it's just a way of showing it's a way of saying like, okay, you still or you still quote unquote got it, depending on how old you are.
Right.
Whereas it's been shown most women cheat out of emotions.
Yeah,
it's on.
That's why it's so hurtful when a girl cheats.
Oh yes. We're not saying all women cheat out of emotions, because we know that.
But you know, you got to clarify that, because.
Oh yes.
There's gonna be some people in this Jack Antis DM gonna be like, oh.
So that's how y'all rocking?
That's how y'all rocking that thing.
Bet. Period.
We love black women on this podcast.
Indeed, we do. My girlfriend's a black woman and a Delta, so I have no choice but to act right. Cause you know, I don't know what it is, but it's just like, for some reason, you feel it when someone has a gun somewhere on you.
How do you know? I don't.
It's a little fun. All Deltas have 9mm on them.
No, bro, you're stereotyping them. I don't think all of them did.
Word on the street is, the day before probate, their DP hands one to them, hands each of them to them.
No.
And then they have a class on how to break it apart.
No, we're not about to start a stereotype on this show.
We're not. Like I said, my girl just so happened to have a friend that listened to it. Hey, baby, I love you. I'm going to see you later on. And, yeah, please don't shoot me.
Wow. Okay. Okay. You know what? I don't know how to come behind that right there.
Just
bro. Don't.
You don't.
I don't know how to follow that up with that verse of encouragement.
I mean, granted, if you're a black man, you don't cheat, you don't have to worry about it. Like I said, I don't have to worry about it because that's my girl. And like I said, I spend most of my time with her. Well, not most of my time, because she's in summer school right now. But most of the time we're together, it's like, that's mine. And I'm really not going to give it up for something else, such as, temporary ass?
One of my best friends got married this weekend. He straight up asked me, when's your time? I was like, bro, I don't know. I'll definitely let you know. You're one of the first people to know. Shout out to my homeboy, my best friend, one of my best friends since seventh grade. Wow.
It's a long time coming.
Wow, bro. We've been knowing each other since seventh grade. We graduated from high school together, and we were supposed to graduate from college together. I graduated semester after. We went to the same school and went to the same. We was in the band together, dog. That's crazy.
Y'all brothers, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I wanted to be when it came to a few friends of mine. But everybody went to A&M for some reason.
I don't know, man.
Everybody went to Alabama A&M. I went to ASU, and it was just like,
yeah. State. What now? That's for all the Alabama State marching hornets. But I am a marching hornet, but it's for all the Alabama State students, current and alumni.
Current, yeah, alumni.
Yeah.
Alumni.
Alumni. Because we're alumnus.
Okay.
Well, alumnus, yeah, I guess. But, yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to MMH, you know, Mighty Marching Hornets right there.
Shout out to Beta Oop of Alpha Phi Alpha.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, sis to the good bros.
You had to put that in there.
Always.
I had to put that in there.
You rep your team, I had to rep mine.
Right. My best friend is an Alpha, too. So.
He's my pro fight.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to Mike Floyd, man. Yo.
Small ass world.
Huh?
Small world, bro.
Yeah, but we all from the same city.
Pretty much. The only thing next is right there in Columbus, Georgia, and it's like, no.
Nah,
bro.
Nah. Nah, bro. Damn. Yeah, man, but, yeah, you remember, Black man don't cheat. What do we learn today?
We learned that when it comes to USA that feels threatened about something, they're going to ban it.
Okay.
We learned Sanic got shoes with his name on it.
Sanny.
Spooderman.
Okay.
And then we realized that Microsoft is low key dominating both Nintendo when it comes to games.
Well, I'll tell you what I learned. Yeah, we get on. What you learned?
And then what else? Of course. Star Wars games get a little late, so that's something to look forward to. But as far as everything else, I mean, it's still in the air.
Okay, and what I've learned today is, of course, it's an evil world we live in. Shout out to Future.
Save me.
Stop. Yo, the U.S. to stop trading with Huawei. Huawei is trying to make new things happen.
Hey, man. And you said it's China, right? It's with China, right?
Yeah, it's the Chinese.
Yeah, man, you better hurt. USA, y'all better stop playing, because you forget China signed off on 60% of our debt. You better give them people their money.
Yeah, that's why they a threat.
Exactly.
But, what else I learned? I learned also that Sonic is not going to be a good movie, even though I probably already knew that. And majority of the time, you should probably do, majority of the time that there's not any good video game movies. It's very seldom.
It really is.
Very seldom. And also, we learned about the reason for the Black Man Don't Cheat movie. It's not, even though it is, honestly, for real.
Yeah.
Like, for real, serious note. Like, this thing started off as a joke. This is, like, for real, this is a joke.
Real deal
is a joke. But it starts off a conversation that men need to be having. Mm-hmm. This, the Black Man Don't Cheat movie is seriously a joke.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, at least we're out here trying to change the narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
We're out here, it's not like, as a whole, mentally, yeah. We are, mentally, yeah, there are still some people that has that mentality like, okay, you're still a boy. But regardless, it's just, we're out here trying to mature into something as a whole. Granted, not everybody is on that same note.
You know who the first people I heard about Black Men Don't Cheat? It was two comedians.
Kevin Hart.
No. Carlos Miller and Clint Coley.
I don't know Clint Coley.
That I heard. Bro, check him out. He's really dope. And check out his podcast, Advice from a Fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
But they was the people that I've heard, you know, about the Black Men Don't Cheat. It was a part of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it's literally a joke.
Okay.
That was it. It didn't spawn from Charlemagne the God and all that.
Oh, no,
stuff.
No. I knew that. Granted, I understand that. But it
was literally spawned off a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I consider it in a joking manner.
Right.
So, but it's just another example that it shows that black people need to actually talk and don't be like so. It's like don't come off as so aggressive at times. Even though you know we still need to be a man about it. You know.
True. The first thing about there's no God to being a man in this day and age.
We just figuring things out.
Yeah, it's like give us time, ladies. It's not like we're doing it just because.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Are we?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Oh my God.
But all right, man.
Yeah. But you know, final thoughts. What's your top five for video game movies? Top five, even if they're bad.
Even if they're bad,
yeah, that you say that you they're your guilty pleasures.
My guilty pleasures,
video game movies.
What was the one video game?
Or the video game, a show based off a video game.
A show based off a video game, Castlevania off top.
Okay,
that was good. I can't really think of that many decent movies or in general that I really like watch again. That's how bad it is. Like, the only reason I say because of Castlevania, because they took a game about a hunter killing Dracula, and they really went in debt with it. And it was sad because it's just like, Alucard, his son, he didn't want to do it. And then they really sat here and normalized Dracula. Like, they gave Dracula...
Well, Dracula was based off a person that
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, so...
But still, as I'm talking about, like, in the show, they made it seem like he just doing it just because, like, no, y'all took this man's wife, and all she did was just trying to heal people. Like, someone's got to pay.
Hey, but, you know, it's hard out these streets. Eventually, we gonna... That's how horrible.
That's how you go right in the... Hey, man, you know, it's harder in these streets. Pastor said no witchcraft, so she meant no witchcraft.
But he gave me two tea bags and some coins.
Hey, pray to God. That's all I'm saying.
I guess that's how we writing it off. I guess that's how I'm writing it off, man. Dang, that makes me sound horrible.
Hey, hey, people die every day, B.
Yo. Well, the audience just learned I ain't shit. So, you know, they were going to know eventually.
Hey, you can't wrap it up no
better than that. What you said?
You can't wrap it up no better than that today.
Right. What we learned is it's hard out here in these streets. So with that being said, thank you, my guest. Yeah, Harley, yeah. For dropping in. You know, he might come back for another episode. Well, I'll say might. I'm sorry.
Hey man, whenever, just let me know.
Yeah man, and this is your host, Charlie. I almost say B, but I'm just Charlie, man. I'm just Charlie.
Yeah.
And this has been another episode of Jack Antics. And follow all social media plugs. Jack Antics. It's that on Instagram, and that boy Bailey 3 on Instagram. Plug yourself one more time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh man, work is just taking over my whole life. But yeah, you know, I got a plethora of different names for my social media. So Instagram, the simplest one, The Hidden Air, THEHIDDEN all together, and then _ air. Twitter is Shea Butter Infant, or you can get at that name, which is Ride My Harley. And Snapchat, which is the second simplest one, is Black Man Jones. Black Man is one word, and then the word name Jones, JONES.
Right.
One day I might tell y'all the backstory behind all this, but
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming again, man.
Anytime, bro.
This is our motto, where we're jacked up on tech and the antics for everything else. And y'all know where the reach is at. Follow all, everything. Peace.